They've been made from wood and stone, bone and tooth, glass, plastic, and gemstones, and they are all beautiful. Opening at the Beringer Crawford Museum on Tuesday, February 4th, is the new exhibit, From Rituals to Runways, The Art of the Bead. The exhibit celebrates the art and the roles that beads have played in society over the centuries, from prayer and devotion to art and high fashion. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal, joined by Lori Risch, Executive Director, and Jason French, Curator of Collections at the Beringer Crawford. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
The Art of the Bead. Lori, what can we expect to see at the Beringer?
It is going to be absolutely fabulous. Beringer Crawford, what we do best is all about people, right? And connecting people and focusing on our local history, our local culture. And that's what has happened, but it has blown up in a big way. So we love having and showcasing local artists. We have the most incredible collections that these people have either loaned to us, that they've collected, or they have made themselves. And it's high fashion with tambour beading style, or it's African with crowns, king's crowns. It's American Indian with moccasins and dresses. And flowers, you know, just decor made from beads. It's everything that you can possibly imagine.
And then there's share.
Yes, as in the share, because tambour beading.
What is that for those of us who have never done beadwork?
It's a form of beading where you bead strings of beads onto fabric that is then applied to your garment or a purse. It makes it faster instead of beading individual beads. So it's kind of an expedient way. And it originated in India and then was really advanced for what we think of as fashion in France. And we have a great amount of examples of
it. It's only faster if you know the process. And there's very few people left in the United States who do that. And we've been very fortunate to be able to bring in one of those tambour beading experts as part of this, which ties into share.
Right, because the individual that we brought in, his ability has brought him recognition. And there's a collector who collects share garments that is a friend of his. And that's how we kind of have landed this great opportunity to show some of these Bob Mackie designed garments that Cher was wearing during the 70s.
You might not be old enough, Jason, but a lot of our listeners will remember the Sonny and Cher variety show. I think it was on Sunday nights. And viewers would just tune in to see what Cher was wearing that week. And Bob Mackie did become almost as big a star as Cher herself. Just the incredible glamour. So when you say Cher gowns now, you're talking actual garments that she wore.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
And even the iconic bell bottoms with the halter top. So we had to have one of those. And the other ones are very elegant gowns, and they are worn either with the Sonny and Cher show or in her concerts.
Yeah, and she's coming to town while the exhibit is up, isn't she?
Yes.
Yes, she is.
So Bring her in.
Yeah, get her in here.
Let's get her.
Let's see if she can still fit into them.
The interesting thing about what we're showing these on, the collector of the Cher dresses also had mannequins made in her likeness.
Oh.
So it's like walking in and seeing Cher in person. So it's really incredible.
The exhibit opens on Tuesday, February 4th. And as you mentioned, Lori, there are a lot of special events going on while the exhibit is up. Do people have to be members?
You do not have to be members. We'd love for you to. You always get special discounts for any of the other activities. We have 4 tambour beading workshops done by Bob Haven, who's from Lexington. He is one of the few in the United States that still can do this and teach. He's excellent. So we have 4 of those. We have jewelry beading workshops. Becky Hancock from St. Teresa's Treasure Trove. So she's part of this exhibit. So she will be conducting those. Karen Cohen from Cincinnati, who's doing all the flower beading, and she's conducting workshops. And we have lecture series that are going on with it. We have a bead bash, which is our official opening. That's on February 21st. And we have a karaoke and costume contest to go back to Cher on April the 3rd.
Jason, it seems like just about every culture around the world throughout time has used the bead. But it feels like an art that people can do, like little kids can make things. It doesn't have to be this very sophisticated beading you were talking about. Are there any children's activities going on with the exhibit?
Yes, every week or every month we have activities for children, and we're going to be having specific beading activities throughout the event. We want it to really be an opportunity for people of all ages to come to Beringer Crawford and bead and have fun and experience how beads have been part of our culture since the beginning of civilization.
And I think we're also going to be having a makerspace, so there'll be some activities out and especially geared for children.
My guests are Laurie Risch and Jason French with the Beringer Crawford Museum, here to talk about From Rituals to Runways, the Art of the Bead. What makes something a bead?
You know, usually it's got to have a hole in it, and you've got to be able to string it onto something. And that's the very loose and simple definition of it, because you could make beads from virtually anything, whether it's seeds or stone that's had a hole in it, bone, teeth. You know, you think about lion teeth necklaces mm-hmm. or something. So you can use virtually anything with a hole in it in a form that is like a bead.
How do people make them?
If it's stone, maybe in times past they would be roughly shaping it and then hand grinding it to shape. If it's glass and they're doing like a chevron bead, they do layers of glass and then grind it to shape so that you're getting the pattern that you want to see. So there's lots of different ways that people have made beads since some of the earliest uses of beads, you know, 5,000 or 6,000 years ago.
We also talk about worry beads and prayer beads. Will you have some representations of those?
We are going to have examples of different types of prayer beads from around the world. And beads have been used in prayers. And in fact, the old English word bead means prayer. So it's been kind of part and parcel to the history of the bead and the history of mankind. Beads are used to represent significant prayers or to help you count as you're praying. And that's just kind of part of what we have always used beads for.
It feels like one of those things that crosses arts and crafts.
And what's interesting is while we were doing all this and thinking about putting together even a contemporary section, because everybody has a bead of some sort, you know, and wears beads, and from costume jewelry beading to fine beading to core pieces, you know, from childhood, I think we've all done some kind of beading with like summer camps or whatever. So it brings it all together. But when you see those beads form beautiful patterns on fabric or on whatever it might be, a beaded belt or whatever it is, you know, on leather, whatever, then it becomes art, you know, and that's the beauty of it.
And every mother knows the pain of stepping on one in the dark when it, little kids' things break.
Yes.
The Beringer Crawford Museum. Laurie, I guess I should ask where it is for someone who may not have been there.
Yes, we are in DeVue Park, right off the interstate or Dixie Highway. And when you get into the park, follow the signs that say museum, and we are there. But it's 1600 Montague Road in DeVue Park.
And of course, you have this wonderful summer concert series, which we'll talk about a little bit later in the year. Is the museum open year-round?
We are open year-round, except when we finish our holiday toy trains. We close down for 3 to 4 weeks so that we can clean up Christmas and then get ready. So as in this case, getting ready for the bead exhibit.
Beads can be traced back to Neanderthal men. Every studied culture has used beads as a form of art, prayer, a symbol of social status, a medium of barter, or if you're Bob Mackie, to bedazzle the costumes worn by Cher. Running February 4th through May 10th at the Beringer Crawford Museum in Covington's DeVue Park, it's From Rituals to Runways, the Art of the Bead. We've been visiting with Laurie Risch, the Executive Director, and Jason French, Curator of Collections at the Beringer Crawford Museum. For a link to the museum and all of the activities and exhibits, visit our website, wvxu.org. Thank you so much, Laurie and Jason, for stopping by.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
You.
For 91.7, I'm Elaine Deal.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars so good.